BFBS, the Forces Station.
Well, thanks very much for talking to us about the film. Now, Elvis is famous all over the world as being the king of rock and roll, but he was a human from humble beginnings. Was there anything that you learned about him that surprised you, or perhaps that you didn't know?
So many things. I didn't know much about his childhood, and so one thing was learning that he was born a twin, and his twin Jesse died at childbirth, and the implications of that, you know, being your first human contact, being in the womb with your other half, and then suddenly living the rest of your life without them, and the responsibility that you then feel to live the life of two, and also the survivor's guilt that's involved in being a twinless twin. So there's that. Also how he grew up so dirt poor, I didn't realize, and so the drive of wanting to make sure that his father never ends up in prison again, trying to put food on the table, and his care for his mother, and also the fact that his mom passed away when he was 23, that really hit me. So there was many, many things as the journey went on.
How much of an Elvis fan were you before the film? And how much of an Elvis fan are you now?
Before the film, I had been familiar with his music and some of his films and this idea of Elvis, and particularly the music of the 50s, because that's my grandmother was in high school in 56, so I really, you know, she always had that music in the house, and she loved that young rebel Elvis, so I grew up a lot around that, but I had a peripheral understanding of his life, and so through this process of really spending 2 years doing nothing else but learning everything I could about him, I really, and I've said this before, but there's nobody that I've never met that I've loved more than him. I feel so much empathy towards the good, the bad, and the ugly of his life, and all that he went through, and so, you know, people would say while I was filming, because all I would listen to was either the inspiration that Elvis listened to or his music, and they'd say, "Oh, you're gonna be so tired of his music when this film ends," and it couldn't be further from the truth. I was listening to Elvis today. Like it brightens my day. And at this point, I've spent so much time with him. It's kind of like, it feels like a best friend that you want to come back to, you know, in different times.
That's so nice to hear. And it's great that you're bringing Elvis to a new generation. Mm. But tell us a bit about the film, because it's actually narrated by Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis's manager, played by Tom Hanks. But it's more the narration rather than a biopic.
Yeah, it's his sort of morphine memories of his life with Elvis, and I know Baz has talked a lot about how inspirational the film Amadeus was to him, and the exploration of not just Mozart but of jealousy. And so that is, I think, a really interesting aspect of this film that Baz wanted to explore. That there's a lot of these themes that Elvis became this perfect canvas on which to paint many things, but one of which being America in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and some of the wild parallels that there are to today. I mean, how relevant many things are today.
It's an interesting part in the film where Elvis is told that he can either go to prison or he can join the military. Tell us a little bit about that. What happened there, and was it true?
Yeah. So, I mean, there's many things in Elvis's life where people will say two different things. But the fact is, he did go to the military, and he was also, the fact is that he was in this point where he was creating this political upheaval, because he was essentially merging race lines, and he was the most famous man in the world after essentially 2 years of playing music and performing live, and suddenly now he has to put his career on hold for 2 years, and go to the military, And so he went off to Germany, and it was right after he lost his mother. And so it was this huge shift, and he was never quite the same when he came out.
An incredibly difficult time for him to enter the military. But Elvis did meet Priscilla while her stepfather was in the Air Force, stationed in Germany.
Yeah.
You've actually managed to spend time with her. What was that like?
Really amazing for me. I met her for the first time the same day that I went to Graceland, my very first time. And so I went, Baz and I were in Nashville, and we were recording there in RCA, where Elvis recorded over 250 songs, and it was this amazing experience. And then we drove to Memphis, and he, on the drive, he said, "Priscilla's there. Do you want to meet her today?" So undoubtedly I did. So I went up and met her, and she had, now I've spent more time with her, but that very first meeting was really like a spiritual experience, because looking into the eyes of this woman who Elvis loved so much, and she loved him and adores him to this day, and she's the mother of his only child, and that was just really, it's really impactful when you look into her eyes. And she said, "You have a lot, first of all," she said, "You have big shoes to fill." I said, "I know." And then she gave me a really warm hug, and she said, "You have a lot of support." And then she said, "Have you gone over to Graceland yet?" And I said, "No, I haven't yet." And she said, "Well, I believe that's where his spirit is." And so then I went over, and I got to spend all this time during that day by myself in Graceland, and just feel the energy in there, and this home that meant so much to him and his family, and where he had so many memories, and that was really moving to me.
What an incredible experience to have had. And she was with you when you went to Cannes Film Festival, which, when you played it, it received a 12-minute standing ovation.
Yeah.
What do you hope that people are going to take away from the film? Because that was a fantastic response.
Yeah, it really was. It was exceptional for me. I hadn't seen the movie, and I'd never been to Cannes before. So that was a really magical night, and getting to just feel the energy in the room and how much they, how well they received the film. And also just looking into the teary eyes of Priscilla after, and feeling how much this has meant to her, because there's been so many misconceptions about Elvis's life and so many misrepresentations of him. So the idea of people who either believe they're very familiar with him or who may not be very familiar with him getting to see his life and hopefully experience him and it really is, what Baz has done with this is such a spectacle. It's really, it belongs on the big screen. So I hope people are able to go out there and see it in a theater, because it's really exceptional.
Well, Austin, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure talking to you on BFBS, The Forces Station. Thank you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you. BFBS, The Forces Station.